Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg back together on the same side of the glass.
Yeah, that's the two different things.
We are on the same side of the glass.
Side of glass, but I don't know about back together.
Yeah, we are. We are, man. Right, well, we're back in here in the summer. It's weekend time. We are here. This week, of course, is the final week of school and the final state champions in high school. And the Gulf State champions were crowned early in this week. Congratulations to the girls' teams from Lambert, Johns Creek, Stars Mill, Woodward Academy, Pierce County, Bremen, Lake Oconee Academy, and Darlington. And the boys' teams from West Forsyth, Johns Creek, Ola, St. Pius, Westminster, Metter, Christian Heritage, and Drew Charter. Drew Charter, a team that made history and joining us now on the Wait For It.
Wait, hang on a second. You got to say, what's unique about that?
Drew Charter, of course, they're Atlanta Public School.
That's it.
Yep, and they're in Eastlake, and they benefit from the Eastlake Foundation and the Tour Championship.
There you
and
go.
And they are the state champions. Join us on the WaitForIt.com hotline is their coach, Joe Weems. Coach, good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Can I ask the first question?
Go ahead.
Why is this the first time, if you had to speculate, that an Atlanta public school has won this?
I think it's probably the first time because a lot of kids may not be exposed to golf, may not be able to afford lessons or even go out on the course on a regular basis.
So what is different now that this is, you know, you've made it over the mountaintop, if you will. You think this is something that will continue?
I think that, you know, Tiger Woods definitely has made it more exciting. Golf is probably a lot more accessible. We don't have football at our school, so golf is football at our school. And so 4 years ago when I became the head coach, you know, I said there's no reason why it's not to be able to start winning state championship because we sit right in between two golf courses.
That's the other thing. I can't think of many other schools that have a golf course right outside their door. But that's what you have. You know, first APS school, first all-black team as well. Coach, all players. It's something quite symbolic and something to take a lot of pride in, Coach.
Yeah, no question about that. You know, we always talk about that we have to, you know, look a certain way and just make sure that, you know, we're always showing integrity on the course. But, you know, being able to compete, you know, when the playing field level and everybody know the rules. Because if you don't know the rules, it's hard to win the game. So, you know, we do a lot of practice and we put a lot of work in to make sure that we represent.
Spending time on the Wait For It time, WaitForIt.com hotline with Coach Joe Weems. He's the head golf coach of the varsity team at Drew Charter School. They made history this week by winning the Class Single A Public Championship. Talk about the benefit of having the first tee there and that the students at that school, to the middle school, to the elementary school, become exposed to the game at such early ages.
Right. Well, the first tee program is awesome. Coach Nari Williams, he actually is the director of the first tee. And we made it mandatory. You know, when I came in, the first tee had been there for many years. I made it mandatory to all the players on our team and in our program, even in the middle school, they actually had to go to the first tee. They had to belong to the first tee. The values that they learn in first tee are invaluable because we get a chance to reinforce those things that they're learning first tee every day when we actually practice.
Coach, I got to bring this up in because you brought up Tiger's name and you got there 4 years ago. Did I hear you correctly?
Yes, we did.
Boy, you must
have actually been there the last 2-3 years.
Okay, but you must have thought, given where Tiger was 3 years ago, that you really had an uphill battle. And this last year, though, he made your job a whole lot easier with his comeback and, of course, the win at Eastlake. And I understand you guys got a chance to meet him.
Yeah, the kids, they volunteer at the Tour Championship every year. We always have a golfer that's doing the ceremonial tee. You know, I think having those kids to see Tiger and be up close to Tiger and actually see him win It definitely made it easier to motivate them to come to practice. But, you know, the kids work hard. You know, these kids love golf. We have kids like Simon Dodd, Anthony Ford, who's been playing golf basically since they've been like 5 or 6 years old, you know. And so they love golf. You know, we just have to make sure that they understand the focus and the mindset, you know, having a championship mindset, but also knowing that they represent so much.
Now, you said you guys have golf, but you don't have football. But just like football, you guys had a pep rally, right?
Yeah, we did have a pep rally the other day. And the last couple of years, we made it to a state championship. We've never had one. And so we really focused on trying to win that championship. And when we had that pep rally, you know, we introduced the boys. We also introduced our girls, who's been in fourth place for the last 3 years, actually, as a program. But we also introduced our middle school kids just so that they can actually see that, you know, what they need to continue to keep working for, because they'll get a chance to sit in those seats and hopefully wear that ring and bring another trophy back to East Lake as well, too.
Talk for a minute about, and we got to mention some folks, the East Lake Foundation, because I mentioned during the time of the championship, and they had record crowds this year, and those funds go to East Lake Foundation, and one of the beneficiaries are the Drew Charter Schools. Talk about the fact that you benefit from the things that have taken place in that community, in this foundation, the golf club, the tour championship, and all of those things directly impact your school.
Well, I think the East Lake Foundation is critical to that community. You know, I've been a kindergarten teacher at Drew Charter School for 5 years, and so I see it on the inside, not just on the outside as far as with sports, but I see the impact on, you know, bringing you know, quality educators, great, giving great support to our programs. And so when they're there, we always know that we have, you know, somebody to support us. And so the resources are there that they've been poured into our community to make sure that teachers don't want for anything, students don't want for anything. So, like I said, when I became the golf coach, I just kept that same tradition of making sure that we have the best, you know, and we just continue to appreciate all those things we have. Our kids volunteer to read to the younger kids. You know, they volunteer in the community. They feed the homeless. We make care packages every year. We do things like that. And so just having that spirit of the East Lake Foundation of giving back, we trickle that right through our program so all our kids understand the value of working hard, but also, you know, having an appreciation for all the things we have. You know, our kids don't have to really want for clubs and gloves if they need it, or balls, and so they give a lot of support, you know, to our program.
Now, I'm sitting here talking to Sam about this, Coach, and I'm listening to you, and we regularly hear from football coaches, basketball coaches, baseball coaches, and the challenges that they have in front of them. And it doesn't sound like you have many, and if you do have a few, it doesn't sound like it's keeping you guys from moving forward. Are the challenges that are in front of you, like other coaches, something that's a little easier managed as a golf coach as opposed to like a football, baseball, or basketball coach?
Well, I've been a football coach, you know, youth football coach, high school coach, as well as college coach. So I've coached soccer, I've coached baseball, I've coached basketball. So the challenges we have, we don't really, you know, put an emphasis on that, because those are just things that gives you excuses. So we don't really talk about, you know, the challenges. We just continue to work through our challenges. And so our belief is when other people are sleeping, we're working. And so our coaches work extremely hard. We got great coaches. And so the problems we have, you know, they're there, believe me. You know what I mean? You have peer pressure. You have all kind of other things that are going on.
Social media.
Go to college. Social media. Actually, when I first came into the program, I put a no social media into the program. So nobody was doing any social media that was in our program. And so later on, I kind of changed a little bit, because I know that a lot of kids need to be recruited. So we use social media, but we give them classes on how to actually use social media. And so we start doing recruiting videos and start documenting how we actually were working hard to get to the top.
You know, Coach, the thing you said that might be tougher than anything is that you teach kindergarten.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, my goodness. Those folks have to go to the bathroom 5 times a day.
some of the teachers, too.
Yeah, as kindergarten teacher, you know, I try to introduce golf to them early as well, too. So we get a lot of our parents into the first PT program when the kids are in kindergarten. So I know eventually that'll help me in golf, you know, on the long end. But A lot of kids do enter into the program, start as early as kindergarten. But, you know, I love kindergarten. I think you changed the makeup of the whole school when you started kindergarten.
Yeah.
That's a teacher right there. God bless you, man.
Coach Joe Weaves, we thank you for spending some time with us. Boy, congratulations to you and the team from Drew Charter, the history-making team there from winning your state championship. And hopefully we get a chance to catch up with you again real soon.
Well, we're headed to the National Invitational. So we're in the end of June 26th and 27th, we get the opportunity to actually play for a national championship. And so we're really looking forward to that also in Orlando, Florida. So
we'll be back in touch.
All right.
So even though golf season seems like it's over, it's not.
There you go. Congratulations, Coach.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
All right.
That is Coach Joe Weaves, and quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, man. Ain't just kindergartners in there.
Kindergartner
standing right next to the principal. Depending on how old he is. All right, listen, we're going to give you guys a shot at some jobs up next. Stick around. It's Casting Call. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.